the dummy, cause now I'm making money. Look who laughing now. I'm heading for the crown. Niggas know how I get down. People going like, wow, Hollywood, we love your style. I know that for the cow, and it's going like, wow, wow.
Yo, yo, what's up, man? Shout out my nigga Dizzy Speed, man. Shout out my boy Jerica Henry, Don Core. We gonna get this shit lit like January 28th. Make sure y'all pull up Two Prince Street. I promise you, if you've never seen two fat niggas get crazy, this probably gonna be the best show y'all ever seen. You know we ain't just doing verses for no reason. You know what I'm saying? If we gonna do a verse, it's gonna be with niggas that's nice. I got called to do mad of them. I ain't just coming outside for everybody. You gotta have that shit for me to pull up. So shout out Dizzy, cause Dizzy is fire. I fuck with his shit, I've been a fan. Bro was always telling me like, yo, we should do something. And when, you know, when my boy drinking came to me like, yo, I'm doing Dizzy to get it popping. I said, fuck it. I'm the best fat nigga anyway. So why not? Shit, one of the other best fat niggas, you know what I'm saying? But it's all love, though. You know we're doing this shit for hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Shout out everybody that's gonna be in the building. Make sure you be in the building. Cop them tickets, $25. A ticket. You get your ticket from me, you get a free, I got the juice drink. You get a free, I got the juice drink from me, y'all. So make sure you cop them tickets, man. I'll be in life for no life. Damn shit.
That was fire.
Yeah. I'll be laughing later. Scoring in that foreign, see you later, alligator. Whipping back and forth, I'm a great debater.
What? Peace, you too.
You are back to the Don Core and D-Vegan Hippie Show, and this is a special from the Don Core and D-Vegan Hippie Show. This is the sit-down for the face-off. As you see, I got the two guys with me. We got RBM Bizzle to the right.
What's up?
Dizzy Spades to the left. Introduce yourselves. Talk to some people, man. Let them know who we're here, man.
Yo, we looking good. We feeling good. It's Next Stop Hollywood, man. Shout out to Bully Ab, man. Shout out to the squad, man. Shout out to Monopoly House. Shout out to, you know, We Go Hard. Shout out to Season 4. No, shout out to my people, man. 86 Films, we in here.
That's a fact.
We 86, man. Watch the podcast. My fault.
That's a fact. Shout out to the team, man.
Shout out to the team.
That's a fact, man. Hey, yo, free Tank Talkers, man. That's what facts. I gotta say, man. Free my big homie, man. He be home real, real fucking soon.
Free
that's
Tank.
A fact.
You might see him at the Versus. You never know.
That's fine. That's crazy. You see how he... That's a crazy surprise to drop, bro.
He has sponsor for this event.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a fact, bro.
And shout out to the sponsors too, man. We're the word in the building.
Shout out to the sponsors that helped put this together. We appreciate you.
Yeah, shout out to everybody, man. So I'm gonna just start it off by letting you guys know Face Off the movie. If you guys following us on Instagram, y'all know what up. Make sure you guys call, DM these two guys to get y'all tickets. January 28th. Suite 60032 Prince Street, 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. We got the face-off, the movie. It's going to be RBM Bizzle versus Dizzy Spades, and they're going to go song for song. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't get it mixed up with the verses like Timbaland and Swizz. You know what I mean? Like Cole keeps saying, we Brooklyn niggas, we stole it. You know what I'm saying? We took it, and we're going to make it ours. You know what I'm saying? That's just basically what it is, man. So, talk to me, guys. Whoever want to go first, how y'all feel about the event coming up? How y'all feeling, man? What's going on?
I'm feeling real good, man. You know what I'm saying? I got cool to do a couple of verses and shit like that. Shout out to the niggas that, you know, hit me up. But it's all about timing, you know what I'm saying? You know you're my bro. You know what I'm saying? So anything you ask me to be a part of, I'm never going to turn it down. If I can't do it, then I'm going to tell you I can't make it.
Yeah, that's
but
a fact.
If I can do it, I will be there. No, I never, you know,
show up and show out.
Exactly. So you came to me with it, and I fuck with Dizzy. Dizzy get busy. I'm saying on that music shit and on the battle rap shit. You know what I'm saying? So it was only right. Now, I fuck with a lot of rap niggas.
Mm-hmm. But this is really my guy. Like,
yeah, I fuck with.
What's so crazy was like, I think you ain't even noticed when you had us on a bill maybe like 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm. And then
people was they seen us and they was like, they know each other. Cause you know, like Brooklyn big, but it's small when you actively doing something.
Exactly.
Or
like,
so it's like,
be surprised. Like
so people when he performed, I just remember that night because I got it on camera. Just like people was like, oh, they know each other. Like, oh shit. So like when you had the idea and you said who I was gonna go against, I felt even better because it allows me to step out of that battle rap realm and really go at it with somebody who's known for music, like really, really known in the city for music, to where it's like,
yeah,
people who know of my music or know what I do with music, you gonna see this is a real respect rap. Like, yeah, this is fire. Like, this is good right here, man. I'm excited about it.
The show.
That's a fact.
And we fat niggas that can't, you know, I'm not gonna lie.
That's a big contributing factor to what made me want to pick both you guys. Mm-hmm. Is the fact that y'all, like, quote unquote, not what people look at on TV or whatever the case is. You know what I'm saying? But when you get somebody like Biggie and Pun and dumb niggas, like, you like, oh shit, Heavy D, you like, oh shit, they got the charisma, they got the swag and everything. So you're not looking at the weight or whatever that case is. Then to go past that, both of y'all got the catalog. So I'm like, heavy catalog, bro. Facts. So I'm like, damn, bro, this shit would be so dope if they would just go head to head, bro, pause, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fucking with their music, bro, because they both got crazy catalogs, and it ranges from lyrical to party music to women music. Y'all features is crazy.
I was listening to the joint you got with Tony Blanco the other day, man.
Shout out to Tony Blanco, man. She's gonna be in the building, January.
That shit crazy too.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Video
out
right now, too.
Facts, man. I've been wanting to get her on the pod for a little
bit. We get Tony Blanco. You might come up here. We can get you up here.
Fact. We're gonna get Tony Blanco.
I don't know her personally, but I be seeing her around battle rap.
Oh, yeah, she get busy.
And then she get busy.
Her energy is
And then I didn't know she do music. You feel me?
I ain't know she did music, and then boom, bro. I met her the night of the listening party.
Mm.
That was the first time I ran into her.
Oh yeah, fact. She's in the building. That's a fact.
So that was one question that I had. We're gonna bounce from this question right here. I'm gonna start with Dizzy. Mm-hmm. So how does that feel to be in this arena right now? Because you are that what they saying, because the people that's coming to you for the tickets now is like, this is a rap battle, like, y'all three rounds, you know what I'm saying? What does it feel like to go into a realm of now you doing your music, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta realize, like, I was doing music first. Like, I was doing, not only was I doing music first, like, like, I was, like, really good with music on the underground tip with me and my squad. Shout out to ASG, Hood Fellas. You know, 100 Stacks, like, we were known for music. Like, we were tearing clubs up, opening up for a lot of industry people or whatever. So what it was when everybody stopped, I had to figure out an outlet to, you know, continue to rap.
Yeah.
And that's what got me into battle rap. But I've always wanted to, you know, like, continue to pursue music and show niggas I could do that. So, like, I just look at it. I look at this type of opportunity of, like, if you've been following me for, like, the last 8 years that I've been battling, just know that I have music. Like, I have music, and I've been working on music. And then you gotta realize I put my debut album out last year. So it's like, I have a reason to show people I do music. So it just makes sense. It's like, I'm kind of taking a step from battle rap to focus back on the original mission, which was to do music in the first place. So.
Yeah. And for you, Bizzle, like, I don't know if you ever stepped into the rap battle world, you know what I'm saying? But this is different because it's music, you know what I'm saying? But this is the essence of what hip-hop started as, you know what I mean? Friendly competition, you know what I'm saying? So how you feel about jumping into this realm right now?
I'm the GOAT, man. I can't say nothing else but I'm the fucking GOAT. Like, shout out Dizzy, man. Because if he wasn't the GOAT, I wouldn't be facing him.
Facts.
We only facing GOATs. We not facing nobody else. If you ain't a GOAT, we not even coming in front of you. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have the body work, and he always had the body work. He always worked hard. I always see his name in the headlines, like, 100% fact. Just like he probably.
And he worked with niggas that's in battle rap.
I do.
He got shit with Kayshawn.
Shout out Kayshawn.
You feel me? And this is, come on, bro. Like, he really be, he outside with the shit, bro.
You call me and say, yo, bro, let's battle rap.
Yeah.
I had three rounds because I can battle rap.
See, I didn't even know that.
I've been watching battle rap since 2005. Smack DBZ days. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been watching now. Battle Rap is way different now. It's prop, like, I got that shit down pat.
Yeah, yeah, that shit is, it is at a lyricism level that you gotta be super.
I'm never trying to do that, you know what I mean? Like, if we'd ask to take a plan to do that, like, yo, we gonna do this many songs, one round of that, you know, that would've been cool.
That would've been cool. That would've been cool.
That would've been cool. Revisit that down the line, you know what I'm saying?
That would've been cool.
That would've been real cool, you know what I'm saying?
That's hard.
That's cool.
I'm a fan of battle rap. I love
hip-hop. We might have to spend the rap, like we might spend a block on that. That's what, that was good. That's fine. That's fine.
I should have brought it up weeks ago. You know what I'm saying?
That's fine.
I would have gave y'all. I would have gave y'all two of them 10 rounds for that shit.
Yeah, that would have been real good. Like, you know, two songs in this round. That would be real cool.
That's hard, bro. That's hard. Yeah, because that's the main reason that I wanted to do this is because of that essence, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I know both of you guys respect the game so much that that's what it's gonna be, you know what I'm saying? That friendly competition to where y'all really go, like, I'm visualizing, we gonna reference it, I'm visualizing Dipset and Lox, you know what I'm saying? Because that was the one where they acted like they was cool, but they was going at it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, friendly competition shit.
Yeah. I love it, bro.
Friendly competition.
That's crazy as you said, like, Dipset and Lox, because, you know, I feel like a good versus always gonna have that mindset, and if you know what I mean by that, I guess you're just gonna have to get your tickets on the 28th to see what that means. You know, like,
it's gonna
like,
be a good.
It's
show.
Gonna, I feel like that's gonna make it a good show. When
that's
you
why
have that
I put
mindset.
That's why I put the movie in the title, face off the movie, because this shit is definitely gonna be a fucking movie, bro. That's a fucking fact, bro.
I'm coming
to win, you feel me? Like, I want to win. Like, that's the thing. Like, I want to win, you feel me? So, like, that's where, I feel like that's where you want to see the competitive nature of it. I want to win, you feel me?
See, you hear the difference in the lingo? You
want
to win. I'm going to win.
That's fine. I like that. See, he just did some battle rap shit to me this time, you feel me? I'm trying to be professional. I'm chilling.
It's a face-off. He's trying to win.
Listen, man. I'm trying to be humble. I'm trying to do my thing. I don't want to be like, I'm going to kick his ass, look cool, dance, make the people smile, shine. I'm Hollywood. I'm that nigga. You know what I'm going to do. Like, I ain't want to do all that. I just want to chill.
He tapping you on the shoulder.
Straight. I'm going straight. Like, the shit I got planned for this show is, you never know who gonna show up to my show.
That's what I was gonna ask. Y'all got features popping up?
I think that's gonna be the best part of the night, man. As far as like the features, and how you see the teamwork.
I know for a fact that's gonna be one.
That's gonna be the night. That's gonna be part of the night. Yeah,
but the features is gonna be fire.
That's
saying?
A fact.
We
that's a
people
fact.
People out the shit stage with it. I'm a nigga that, you know, any stage I get,
it's just, yeah,
I always
gotta shake
my
it. Yeah.
I always gonna shit a stage. I can do 30 minutes by myself. Well, I do 30 minutes by myself, and I got 10 other niggas that rap.
Right.
I ain't hit the stage in this many months.
I always give this nigga 3 songs. He be like, yo, I'm going to do 1 and 2 of my niggas with me.
Facts.
Like, right.
Facts. I always real niggas.
You know what's so crazy?
And that introduces me to
I felt
me.
Like that was the most, that was for how this was set up. like when he said, yo, this was going to be RBM, and I'm looking at it like, all right, this Bully Ab type shit. I was looking for that the most, you feel me? Like, yo, what he gonna do with his features? Like, who gonna pop out with his features? Like what's that gonna look like?
And you could tell that was a main focus for me when I told y'all, yo, give me 2 of y'all respected camps.
Yeah,
artists,
shout out to Alpha Man.
Or who y'all fuck with, because I know that's gonna bring more for y'all. You know what I mean? To be like, oh, hell yeah, let me.
Yeah.
That's why I decided to bring the 2 artists that I decided to bring in there to do a little twist. You know what I'm saying? Bring the female feel in there as well. But you know, they fire. They both fire.
They both fire.
And I think you or Buck introduced me to Dolly, and ever since I saw her, I fell in love.
Events with us and shit like that. She always hit the stage. Like, she been on a couple shows with us.
She fucking fire, bro.
Yeah, shout out to her. Yeah.
That's a fact.
Shout out to both of them.
So we'll get back to that. Like y'all both say, y'all both respectively dropped albums this past year or this past year, right? 2022.
Yeah. Okay. What's so crazy is we kind of dropped our album a month from each other. Oh, he dropped in July, I dropped in August. So it's like, look, I'm studying my opponent. You feel me? I'm studying my opponent. See, he can talk his shit, but look, I'm studying the game. I know what's going on out here, man. But yeah, we actually dropped a month from each other and all that, and I kind of love it. Like the other day, he was promoting Slow Feet Don't Eat, and it's like, that's what you're supposed to do. Like, I don't give a fuck that it's January, like, and that joint dropped in July. That shit gotta fly. Like, people gotta know that that's what dropped and all that. So it's like, I'm excited about that, to be honest too. Like, he got a new album, I got a new album. Like, his squad doing their thing, my squad doing their thing. Like. It all kind of, if you look at it from a standpoint of just like what we doing,
yeah,
it's really like right here with it, bro. It's really right there with it. And it's dope, man. It's dope. That shit is really dope, bro.
And y'all both in the media world as well.
Facts. Shout out to 86, man.
Shout out to
my nigga Legendary Hirsch, man. Pull up series, man. Coming soon.
We got the background footage, you know what I mean?
Shout out to GSC Media. We got the Sunday Funday freestyles going.
Yo, that's fire, bro.
I'm dropping the video every Sunday.
That's hard.
I promise you, I had
started with
Fries.
I
started with myself, but we split. Honestly, started with Fries. Yeah. Shout out to Fries, man.
That's
we just did a video yesterday for Sunday Funday. Yeah,
that's
we
dope. That's
so
dope.
I promise you, like, we gonna have a movie. Like, whoever, yo, get y'all shit up. We gonna have the most videos up, man.
Nah,
every Sunday, you do the math of that. Every Sunday, and that's Sunday Funday. That's not including the videos we gonna be really dropping, like on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Content killer.
That's fire. That's fire.
Content killer. Yeah. So how what's been the reception for both y'all? Could you know, bounce off the question. What's been the reception for both y'all projects? How y'all feel about it so far?
I mean, my album right now is on the charts. It's out of the world right now on the top 200. I'm number 68 in the world right now.
Fire.
So I mean, I feel like that's really good. We talking about the world. Like, that's the world, you feel me? Like, I'm
putting 200 in this category, and I'm in the top 100.
I feel like that's pretty good, you know. Yeah. For a battle rap, you know, they be saying battle rappers can't make music and all that, so it's like,
yeah, but that's a lot. Like, I think free my nigga Tsunami Surf, man.
Facts.
Shout out to
I feel like niggas be lying and shit, so you know,
yeah, that's
you know,
a fact.
I'm on the charts.
Yeah, huh?
How about you with your Slow Feet Though E? How you feel about the
before I even put it on the charts and shit like that, before I even put it out,
niggas was feeling it.
I sold it. Mm-hmm. I made $2,500.
Yeah,
off of it alone. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah, I sold it for $15, I think. Yeah, $15. Mm-hmm. I sold it for $15. You know what I'm saying? I had the
listening party. That was fire.
That day, the other day, I dropped it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the feedback was great. Like, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was fucking with it. I got two videos already. Two or three, maybe. I think I cannot shoot videos all the time. Mm-hmm. I can't really remember. But yeah, the people was definitely fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out my nigga Manolo Rose, man. Jumped on the project.
Shout out to the guy, man.
And that's one of our guys, you feel me? Like Manolo, that's one of our guys, you feel me? Like, shout out to him, man. Shout out to Nephew the Dawn. Like, you know? So it should show you, like, again, man, Brooklyn is big, but it's small when you start seeing niggas really working this shit. Because, you know, like a nigga who was a part of our camp, like, that's that nigga Nephew. And that's actually his nephew, you feel me, type shit. And we've been connected with Rose for like 20 years type
that's
shit.
That's crazy.
Since we was young type shit. Yeah. So it's like,
we from the hood together. That's
you feel me? So
it's
shit like that makes this shit special.
Yeah.
For real. Like,
yeah.
That's a fact. I really can't wait, bro. I'm so excited for this shit.
Get y'all tickets, man. Get y'all tickets. Don't be that shit. I would hate to be that nigga outside talking about, yo, I'm trying to get in.
And I don't see a ticket in your hand, bro. I don't got no ticket.
And don't be that person like, yo, I'm going to call you when I get there at the door.
Yeah, facts. If you got a ticket, you don't got to call me.
I'm not going to be the, like,
I'm not going to be the nigga answering my phone.
Nah, nigga. Don't be like, yo, Notch, bro, Dizzy. Like, yo, he said he got me. Because Notch going to be like, yo, Dizzy told me you not good.
Yeah.
You not valid. And you going to be like, yo, but I'm his family. He going to be like, yo, He said his family not good. They not valid without that ticket. Nas got in that world right now. You understand? So don't be that person 24 days from now. You
that's how I go, bro. I ain't gonna lie. That's why I decided I ain't want to do a door price. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I wanted to do hard tickets so you guys could have your crowd there. You know what I'm saying? The people that's really wanting that. Yeah, right fast, there. Fast. Yeah, you know what
shout
mean?
Out to supporters, man.
It's just, I already know the tickets are like. Shit.
Yeah, if y'all need some a couple extra, like probably 5 more pieces or some shit like that, let me know. Cause like I said, it's a fake, you know what I mean? Cap city to that shit. But yeah, it's only gonna get larger from here. Cause you know what I mean? The venues will get better and better because you know what I mean? The first one is always like, yo, let's see the initial idea, mm-hmm. how it mm-hmm. works. You know what I'm saying? So I really appreciate you guys for really like accepting the idea and accepting the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? That because it helps me as well. You know what I'm saying? And it just helps me figure out new talent and new ways to push shit forward. Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact. So
part of the get back. You know.
So let the people know what y'all got in store for that night. Don't let them know everything, but let them know what y'all got in store for that night.
I just plan on putting on a good show for the people, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm one of the best performers that ever hit the stage, so mm-hmm. anytime I hit the stage, I make sure, whether it's one person, 20 people, 100 people, or half a person, a midget, I make sure I go in there and put on a show like mm-hmm. I'm in front of 100,000 people. That's what you're supposed to do, you know what I'm saying? These people come out to see you, you're supposed to put that show on, so I'm just going in and do what I always do, you know what I'm saying? Be myself. And just put on the show for the people. I'ma have fun, you know what I'm saying? So it's a versus, but it's for hip hop, you know? Like, I like shit like this. Like, when I was seeing them online, I was like, damn, I would love to do some shit like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's dope. We should have been thought about that before it came out. Like, niggas doing that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I'ma tear shit down, man, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple heads coming out. Shout out my niggas, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to everybody who's gonna pull up, man. That's a fact. My guy, Black Casino, man, yeah, he's super fire.
Niggas I know, like,
the
rap shit. You know
yeah, I remember you brought him to the, I think that was the Puff Puff Pastor Mike showcase or the one before that?
Yeah.
It was in the summertime. Yeah, you brought him out. Yeah, he in the picture.
And smoke shit. You know what I'm saying? Anything I always do, I either try to put him or Frost on. Like, those are my bros. Like, if I got something going on, them the two niggas, like, first two niggas I try to go to, you know what I'm saying? Besides, RBM is number one, of course.
Yeah.
My team is number one, but outside the team, them the niggas that...
You got them ones.
Hell yeah, if I get on the day tomorrow, them the niggas that's coming with me.
Yeah. How about you?
I mean, my name Hollywood, bro. So I'm gonna bring them lights, them cameras, action. You fuck around and see a midget in that motherfucker. You might see a birthday cake. I don't know what to tell you, what to expect. Just don't expect nothing. Like that's the only thing I can tell you. Don't expect nothing. Like expect pandemonium, madness, shit that's gonna be wild. Expect me to wear a good ass shirt. Expect my friends to have on cool colors. Like I expect people to that's what I would tell you. Like expect me to have a good shirt, my friends having on good colors. This nigga Blue Dollars coming to get his respect because he got mad at y'all niggas said his name wrong. And
Blue Dollars, bro.
You already fucked up when I had to get the Hulk on you and all that. Yeah. So now we looking for revenge. 2023. So we just coming to have fun, man. Like that's really what it is with this versus, man. I feel like we just gonna have a good night. Like it is a versus, but as a battle rapper, you know, I don't have that same type of just negative, toxic energy around it or some like me versus somebody. I gotta be on some extra tough shit or weird shit or animosity because it's not that. You feel me? I really can listen to his music and enjoy it. And that's really what I'm looking forward to, just being in the back like, oh, this is fire. Like, what I'm gonna do with... What I'm gonna do next, and then what we gonna do, and what we got going on and shit like that, and I'm just looking at it from the standpoint of like it's the top of the year, you're gonna get to see a great show, and it should just let you know what we got coming for the whole year type shit. So
we about to wrap it up soon, get up out of here soon, but let them get a sneak peek of what besides this, what you guys individually got going on for the rest of this year.
Or like music wise,
whatever you got going on, you can talk about the year.
Music wise, this year, you know, I'm just kind of stepping out, and I wanna work with some more artists from the town, you know, like yourself and shit like that. I'm actually, what's so crazy is like I wanna start working with some of his team. Hell yeah, type shit like that. I wanna work with his team, have my team work with his team. I wanna start working maybe with some female rappers. I'm really kind of focused on like just doing a lot of music this year, so it could just kind of balance of like, I know a lot of people know me for battle rap, but I feel like more people should know me for my music.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be my goal. I want more people to know me for my film team and how incredible we are. So we kind of going to start doing a lot more specials throughout the whole year. Like for instance, we got the Face Off the Movie special. You know, like you get a ticket, like you giving out a juice on his joint. I can't give out a video for everybody who buy a ticket, but I do got a special winner for somebody who buy a ticket. You gonna get a video service from us.
Somebody gonna get picked
up. You definitely gonna get a video service. So like with our tickets, we numbering our tickets. It's damn near like a raffle and all that.
Fire.
So,
oh,
yeah,
you know, we're doing something like that.
Fire.
And we got, you know, with the podcast, G86, We about to actually start expanding that to a different direction. Start pulling up on more artists like yourself, like you, you know, just to get more awareness of just like people and their stories and what's going on and in their life and stuff like that. You know, we just got on a different mission and all that. So we kind of focus on different things, you know, with the visuals, the music, making more content, and you know, we looking good, feeling good. It's Next Stop Hollywood. We got clothing line and shit. My son just got his new clothing line that's out right now. Make sure y'all go get that No Balance out right now.
Okay.
And then you know, I got the Hustle Mania shit going on with Wayne World. So we working, bro. Like we really working and shit like that, man.
Come on, man. We working, man.
Hustle Mania, man. We outside, man. Shout out to the Hustle Maniacs and all that, man. We moving, man.
How about you, Benzo? What you got coming this year?
That'll be it, man. That's
that boy fire, yeah. Make sure y'all go follow that.
I'm
right
gonna promote myself always. I'm always gonna put on for myself, but Battle Beard,
that's the most important thing right now.
Fire.
Man, the whole year, like he's the GOAT.
He killed the end of the summer.
And he
like
working
he
too.
Just,
like he really working.
Yo, I feel like
he's really working, man. He's outworking everybody.
Yeah, he outworked a lot of people. Like he did over like 20-30 shows last year, like, and he started in April.
Just that's what I was saying, just to close the summer out, like he crushed that shit.
He crushed the whole summer, crushed the winter coming, and like he OD'd, so that's my main focus.
Yeah, I think that's his look, the bucket hat.
Yeah, that's his look, like that. So that's good. You know, it's really, he don't even like hats. I be saying, he don't like hats.
Nah, he
I liked the hat he had with
he liked to show the fresh cut.
Scrabble letters. I thought that was fire. Oh my god, I thought that was fire with the Scrabble.
Make sure you guys go stream that, man.
He's always working, bro. Like I see him on the bill.
I'm gonna get him on the car.
I'm over here trying to make decisions on something. I'm gonna be a part of it. They like, yo, you sure? You better hurry up because this shit gonna fill up. I'm like, give me a day. I get a nigga a day. I see, boom, boom, boom. He like, yo, I told you.
Yeah.
Now I'm assed up. And he working, bro.
That's what I'm trying to focus on. But besides Battle Bay, I got a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Some more acting?
That's crazy. I'm about to be in one of the biggest movies.
Oh, that's fire.
Like, shout out True Light Films.
Those look, that's that shit.
I had to be in it, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him. It's about to be super.
I need to send him some audition tapes, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I'm trying to be on my acting shit too.
I need to get in some.
Shout out to Zubero. I've been watching that. I don't know if y'all niggas know what Zubero is. This some shit in the Bronx. Some shit in the Bronx. They got like their little series and all that, right? And they just started. They reached out to my label, Monopoly House. Shout out to Monopoly House. You
shout
know,
out.
We outside working and all that. And they just started putting.
Shout out to Don Cole, man.
Shout out to
Don
Cole.
Nigga.
Facts, man.
Word,
that's
man. Yo, Buck, man, we gotta shoot that video, man. Big Boy's out right now.
You retired, nigga?
Yeah,
Buck. I don't give a fuck about that. That nigga gotta stand in the video and do his verse, nigga.
You know how to lip sync, nigga?
Do your verse, nigga.
Word up.
Shout out to my nigga Buck,
man. You know what I'm saying? How you got that? Like I said, I'm shooting my own movie. Nigga's gonna be a part of that. Holla at me, you know what I'm saying? I'm shooting my own movie.
Oh, word? I'm about to throw you some audition clips.
That's right, that's right.
I could be a fiend, you know what I mean? I could be Poppy in the store, whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Anything, you know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
I'm shooting my own video. I'm shooting my own movie. We got the back door out on Tubi right now. That just came out.
Fire.
July.
I love Tubi movies.
Yeah, we about to do another one.
I can't lie.
Shout out my boy, Mr. Man. We working on some shit. I'm thinking about dropping another album. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about dropping another album. Like I said, Tink on the countdown.
Fire.
Tink come home, be purging.
Free Tank till it's backwards, dude.
Free Tank, word.
He on the fucking countdown. We got him. We got my boy, RBM Ty. You know what I'm saying? He dropping the album. It's going to be crazy. My young boys on RBM dropping the album.
That's why I ain't mentioned, too. Like, that's because he mentioned it, like... I think this the year when we like when we really putting on our team for real, because like he putting on RBM Ty, like this year for real, I'm kind of really focusing also on like my brother Blue Dollars. Like he about to drop his debut album. He been waiting in the trenches for a long time to drop his shit, and we finally got it with like I. This is your year when you drop the type shit. Like, he let, because you know he let me run.
Sound like
he let
some TV shit. Like,
shit.
The roster is heavy, so when we get to
you know what it is. You know what it was. Respectfully, like my team put me in position to say, look, bro, if you gonna lead and run and get us somewhere, get us there, because when you get there. You know we running right there with you type shit. Mm-hmm. So like, I always looked at with Blue as like, nigga, you been running the longest, nigga. Like you been running the whole time with me side by side type shit. To where when you say it's your turn to do your solo shit, I gotta let you have your turn, nigga. Like run, nigga, and run crazy. Like that's it, run crazy. You know.
That's what I put in my shit. I'm gonna put it so. And that's how it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? We got niggas that's just doing anything.
So
you gotta get that same support, that same effort. Don't give your project 100%. Then your man dropping that project and you get that shit 30%. You know what I'm saying?
Because like, this nigga, he helped me put out my first project ever when I returned back to music with Lost in Space. You feel me? So it's like, that's why you gotta have that same energy. With your team, bro.
Yeah,
so
shout out to that Free Tank. That nigga, the reason why I'm right here today, you know what I'm saying? He believed in me when a lot of niggas didn't believe in me, you know what I'm saying? Gave me a chance, man. That was 20 years ago.
Come on, man. This shit is deep in the rap, man. This shit deep in the rap, man. All-star game, man. My niggas know what it is, man. My niggas got a 25 to life on they body, bro. This shit real life right now. What's up, bro?
That's a fact, man. So again, I appreciate you guys for even, you know, taking the opportunity coming out today for the sit down. You know what I'm saying? Y'all got anything else? One more time before we get out of here to give them your Instagrams and all that type shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all already know
follow
everything.
Follow me, man. Follow me on all the underscore BIZZE. Follow Battle_Bid21 on everything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just got promoted. His single will be out next month. We shooting a video for that. You know what I'm saying? If you want your kids a part of it, hit me. If you want your kids a part of it, hit me.
Fine.
All kids is welcome to be in the video. And just January 28th, man.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can see a nigga die.
Get a ticket for some violence.
Yo, man. That's mad funny. Yo, man, it's Dizzy Spades, man. It's Dizzy Spades on Instagram. It's @_Hollywood on Twitter. You about to see me on Bags and Bodies. That's a battle rap TV show.
I got manifest season two.
Stop playing, bro. Get me on that show. Shout out to my brother Blue Dollars, man, aka Blue Buttons. He on the he up next, man. Bully Av, we working on what's next. My man Alpha Man, he always dropping some motherfucking music. Like that nigga be dropping tape every month. That nigga work. That nigga work. So you know, I feel like I'm about to see that on the show. Shout out to Yetta Cortez too, man. We just motherfucking just had to give Yetta Cortez the LeBron deal and 86 films and all that. So I'm looking forward to, you know, what we do with her in the future with the with the pickup with that. 86 films, we working. You gonna see some more content from us. Year 86, we working. I know I was on your platform, and you got your platform so dope. It got me to reach Baron Davis. Baron Davis really in tune with my music, and we've been going back and forth ever since. My goal this year is to get Russell Westbrook on board with the Hollywood train, man. UCLA,
yo, B
part
Diddy,
two,
yo,
man.
Shout out to RBN Bizzle. Shout out to Dizzy Spades. Shout out to everybody else that's on the bill. Money Hungry Ty. Yeah. Blue Dollars.
Facts. I gotta kill this nigga, by the way. Look, I feel like I was being too
crazy. Howdy, man.
I gotta kill this nigga, by the way.
Black Casino. Yetta Cortez and Dallas Tyson, man. Get y'all tickets January 28th, man.
Facts.
2 Prince Street. That's Brooklyn shit. You heard? Suite 6003.
Yeah.
5 p.m. to 11 p.m., man. Shout out to Don Cole. Y'all already know what time it is, man. So for Don Cole, it's D. Week and Hibby, and y'all already know what we about to do. We about to get up out of here.
That was clear, right?
That was a good show, my niggas. That was a good, beautiful show, bro.
My God.
Beautiful
my
show. God.
You already see me working 86 films. Also, another thing, shout out to my brother, Wes Crady. Shout out to my nigga, Zeus the God. They were the contest winners for the 86 films. Free music giveaway. We had a free music giveaway for the month of December. We was trying to give back. Those are our winners. We about to start working with them real soon. And check this out. We got another special for January just because we doing this show. So we got a special called the Face Off Special. Make sure you holler at us, DM us, and get your special. Get your video done. We working, man. We out of here, baby.